WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
It has been brutally cold across the eastern half of the country this past week, so it seemed logical to attack a cold weather term. Black ice. Black ice is a generic term typically used to describe slippery road conditions. Black ice is also known as glare ice or clear ice, since it refers to a thin coating of glazed ice on a road or sidewalk. While not truly black, it is transparent, allowing the usually black asphalt roadway to be seen through it, hence the terminology. A frozen roadway will often look wet in the presence of black ice. The term black ice is also used in geographical areas where it rarely rains. When it does rain, oils from vehicles and diesel fuel from trucks that have dripped on roadways float on a thin layer of water, resulting in a very slippery condition. The lighter fractions quickly evaporate, leaving a transparent surface film that is quite slick. Black ice is usually slick compared to other forms of roadway ice, and it is often a factor in car accidents during cold weather. A similar problem occurs on walkways and sidewalks, becoming a common cause of slips to pedestrians, resulting in personal injuries from sudden falls. Because it contains relatively little entrapped air in the form of bubbles, black ice is highly transparent and thus difficult to see, especially when compared to other frozen precipitation types such as snow or sleet or frozen slush. As an added difficulty for drivers, the ice is often interleaved with wet road surface, which appears identical. De-icing with salt or sodium is effective at reducing the hazard, but other compounds such as magnesium chloride or calcium chloride are used for very cold temperatures, since the freezing point of their solutions is lower. Interesting to note that the stopping distance on black ice has been measured to be about 9 times greater than on dry pavement. Black ice is also most common at night and very early in the morning. So, just as Sergeant Phil Esterhaus used to say at the end of his shift briefings on Hill Street Blues, hey, let's be careful out there. Your question about the weather will get some type of response if you send it to question@weatherbrains.com.